Sanders. Drew, I appreciate the time. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Good to visit with you. Okay, you have to answer the burning question everybody's wanting to know. Yellow Dog or chartered buses over to the Palace?
Yellow Dog.
Okay. All right. I remember you said you would do that at Gupton, I didn't know if that was a Leander ISD thing or that.
We're a program of the people.
There you go. And that's not a, like you said, that's not a real a real long trip. When you do that, by the way, do you have, and I know they've got good facilities over at Kelly Reese, but do you have the guys dress before they get on the bus and go over? How does it work procedurally for you on short trips and long trips?
It just depends on where we're going. But for there, they have nice dressing facilities, lots of room, and so we'll dress over there. We'll let them wear just shirt and Viper shirt and shorts, and then we'll dress over there so they can be comfortable, and then change and get back.
I don't know. You did that last week because you had that 200-mile-plus road trip out of the Concho Valley. Tell everybody about how your coaches deal with it. You did a great job in setting it up on the responsibility of specific individuals to make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be and all that goes well. But how about as it unfolds during the day and what you do on a road trip like that?
Well, it was great because our guys were very organized, had planned ahead, and because it was such a long road trip, we probably planned a little, I guess over-plan is probably the word I'm looking for, but, you want to make sure you got everything. So we had plenty of room, and thankfully our charters were great. The worst-case scenario is something were to happen to the buses, on that long road. But we were able to get there and back exactly where we needed to be. Food was perfect at Golden Corral. They treated us great. And then when we got there to the stadium, they were ready for us, parked right away. Air conditioning was cold in the locker room, and it was hot. It was hot at game time. But they treated us great in San Angelo. They really did. Everybody that I met there was first rate. And then they have the coolest lights that I've ever seen. Are you aware that they've got those lights going on? I don't know if we talked about that or not.
We didn't talk about that last week. And, of course, they've redone a lot and remodeled a lot of the old original San Angelo Stadium, which at one time was a 25,000-seat facility. Well, it's still like, what, about 17,000, 18,000?
That's what they said, 17. And so now they've got orange and blue lights. And so every time they score, those things go off. And we'd see this happening in the tape and be like, what is happening? It's like the tape shut off, But they would just put these orange lights on the poles, and so it casts this orange glow over the whole stadium. It's actually really cool. And so it's kind of unusual atmosphere, and it was packed too on their side. And so it was an interesting place to play. And then if you score, thankfully we only gave up one touchdown. They only do it on touchdowns. And it went off, and I kind of prepared our kids because I figured out what was happening. And so our goal the whole week was to not let them turn on the lights too much. So we did a good job of that.
I started to say, easiest way is just don't let them get in the end zone, right?
Yeah, that's easier said than done sometimes, but we did. We held them to a couple field goals and then a touchdown. So I was proud of that.
Drew, one more question about the travel element. When you do the meal thing, would it be safe to say that there are some guys, and I'm not pointing a finger at Jeff Howe, but there would be some guys that might be a little more given over to enjoying Golden Corral a little more than some others, and so there's some cautionary viewing of consumption going on a game day?
Actually, and Jeff, you'll like this, I stayed and I watched over the entire buffet the whole time. I have to watch my linemen because some of them are trying to sneak and get some stuff. But, God bless linemen. We love a lineman, that they make the whole world go. But one interesting thing happened where I had a starter that was injured, so he wasn't playing, and I told him that we're not going to do any desserts, and that depressed the O-line. I was afraid they were going to just walk out as soon as I said that. But he goes over and asks me, Coach, I'm not playing. Do you mind if I get an ice cream cone? And I said, you know what? That's fine. Go ahead. And I was in a giving mood at that moment. So he goes and gets his ice cream cone. And I turn around, and like six O-linemen are over at the ice cream machine. And they're like, Coach, he got one. I said, guys, he's not playing. Put your ice cream down. You have never seen a more depressed kid than those guys were when they threw away just a fine ice cream cone. Several of them had already started, you know, enjoying it. So anyway, that was probably the big disaster that we had on the road trip.
Coach, sometimes knowing your personnel means just knowing what's good for them, and that's the sign of a good head coach right there, is knowing what's good for your linemen at the pregame buffet. Coach, you know, when we talked about rankings earlier in the week, every week on Tuesday we talk about the new statewide top 25 in the case of 6A, or the top 10, 5A and below. And the text line lit up with, how is Vandegrift not ranked? Why is Vandegrift not ranked? Is that something you let the kids talk about and use as fuel? Do you not want it talked about? Do you not care? How do you handle stuff like that? And whether it's this at this point in the year or any point in the year?
At this point of the year, no, I wouldn't. I don't even talk about it. You know, I'm sure some of the kids look at that kind of stuff, or dads, and they'll ask or whatever. But no, I don't really talk about that stuff. You know, maybe there might be one matchup or something. It just depends on the year where you might reference, hey, this, you know, win this game and it gets a chance to, you know, get us a little more recognized or something like that. That sometimes can be motivating to a team. It just depends on the team too, you know. So I don't have a hard, fast rule on that. But I would say overall, my perception is, you know, to not worry about it. And its rankings, you know, they're interesting. But, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of ranked teams that get beat every week. And so, you know, my focus overall is kind of just try to keep, you know, earmuffs and blinders, just keep going and doing what we're doing.
And I would say probably, Drew, it works the other way around. If you're playing a team that's ranked, you as a head coach, you won't hesitate to mention that to your guys, right, in the motivational department. Say, look, by the way, these guys are ranked 18th in the state according to Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine, or these guys are ranked 14th, or they're ranked, you know. So
I wouldn't hesitate to mention it if I felt like, you know, it would motivate that group or the team, or it was along with my point, you know, of the week. We have themes of the week and stuff like that. So, yeah, it just depends on the week and time. But I don't think, to me, for example, there might be a coach that says that's bad luck to mention a ranking or bring it up or whatever. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. You know, I believe in prepare your team the best you can, get all your players there healthy, try your best, and then, you know, hey, at that point, that's all you can do, you know.
Visiting with Drew Sanders, head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, our weekly conversation here on Light the Tower with Craig Way and Jeff Howe and Snoop Daniel.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Slater Swartwood, because he's had double-digit tackles and even had a pick in every game, and even had a pick last week. But Zach Lucero pointed out that Brayton has pretty much played every snap at QB, and what are your thoughts on him going forward?
Brayton or Slater?
Oh, Brayton. Well, but I wanted to ask about Slater, but Brayton, the better question, I guess, is Brayton. I think that's what the public wants to know.
Okay, yeah, Brayton is getting all the quarterback snaps. He's doing an amazing job, but, you know, Reese is there too, you know, just because we didn't happen to put him in last week at quarterback doesn't mean he still didn't play quarterback. You know, he's so electric with the ball in his hand. So he's still going to play quarterback. That week, the matchup we felt like was better served with him doing that. But, you know, Reese is just a great athlete and a great football player. So we kind of move him around. And then Brayden does such a good job, you know, dispersing the ball where it needs to be. He's an accurate passer. He's big and strong too. And a great leader. So we're so happy to have Brayden playing quarterback for us. And he did a great job, played a great game last week, very accurate with the ball. And then on Slater,
he's good.
One quick thing on Slater.
Where did he come from?
Good. And, you know, the cool thing is he was an offensive fullback last year for us. And we as coaches were like, we really would like to see if he could play defense. So that was our whole reclamation project, was to get him to play defense this year. And you know, he's still a work in progress, as all of our players are, but his improvement and what he's done is just really remarkable in my mind.
Visiting with Drew Sanders, head coach at Vandegrift. Okay, so district play opens. I know you have team boards and goals and things like that. Do you look for a little emotional boost from your guys, or an intensity boost from your guys, when you get into the games that determine whether or not a team is going to be in the playoffs, those district games like you have tomorrow night?
Yes, for sure. For sure. This is the most important game of our season, and we actually talk about that, and I'm fine with the cranking that up a little bit on our guys, and hopefully they feel that intensity in practice. And the way I look at it is those four, we had a scrimmage, we had four opportunities to get better and prepared for this game and the rest of our district games. We had three pre-district games and one scrimmage, and that's what we talk about all the time, and they're just well-dressed practices. They're all those games are, and now are the games that we're playing for keeps, and so we talk about that all the time. In fact, all the way through the summer, so they have that expectation of what we're trying to do. And then, you know, Stoney is having a great year, and we know the program and how good they do, and we know how much Chester's won there, so they know how to win. So it's going to be a big challenge Friday night.
All right. We're looking forward to bringing it to everybody. 101.9 and AM 1260 with Merle, Scott, Hank, and Zach. It's Vandegrift at Stony Point over at the Palace on Palmer. Drew, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll look forward to it next week.
Okay. Enjoy it, guys.
All right. Thank you. That's Drew Sanders, head coach at Vandegrift on the road.